Dylan Gaydar at left wing. To the right wing to Anderson. Pump fakes all over. Parker Yon down to Evan Spavinsky. And it's tipped out of bounds, and it'll be high reach ball underneath the hoop, left side of your radio.
I'd be looking for Dylan Cater right now, and also Parker Yon.
5:14 left in the fourth. Harbor Beach inbounds to Parker Yon, right wing. Pump fakes to Luke Woodkey, right corner. One dribble to the high post to Anderson. Jump stop, and he loses a handle on it. And now there's a jump ball, and it's going to be...
No timeout on that one.
Ugly football. That's what it feels like.
First down.
5:05 left in the fourth. 50-42. Ugly hanging on to an eight-point lead.
Exciting game. This has been just a great game.
Unbelievable. Casey Sweeney to Austin Peruski. High post. Turns to the basket. Evan Smolinski guarding him. Back to Casey Sweeney. Left wing for three. This one's off the mark. Air ball. And brought in by Levi Peruski. Stolen away. Slowing things down. That's the 11th turnover for Harbor Beach tonight. And Ubley can't hang on to it. And that'll be another turnover for them. Just their fifth, though.
A little too much mustard on that pass. Everyone's getting excited.
Still that eight-point lead for the Bearcats.
4:40 to go.
Dylan Cater across midcourt, over to Anderson, right wing. Has to jump up and grab it. Back over to Dylan Cater, left wing.
But not alone.
Get past to the right wing, trying to get this zone defense off balance. Luke Woodkey, right wing, jump stop inside the arc, over to Dylan Cater. That wide open for three, left wing. This is good. 6 threes for Dylan Cater, and it's now a five-point game, 45 for Harbor Beach, 50 for the Bearcats. 5-0 run for the Pirates suddenly. 4:05 left in the fourth quarter.
This is too soon for Ubley to put the ball in the icebox. They got to score.
High post, Levi Peruski against Michael Anderson. That's three fouls. Off the glass on the left block is no good from Kyle Sweeney. And here comes Dylan Cadar and the Pirates. Michael Anderson into Luke Woodkey in the right left corner. Now around the perimeter. Anderson inside the lane, off the glass. This one's off the mark. And Evan Smolinski gets the rebound. He is fouled on his way back up. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Michael Anderson looks like he rolled an ankle of sorts. Foul goes against Ubley's Cole Hagen. That's his fourth.
He's not coming out, though.
Team seventh. Anderson will stay in. Not much of a bench there, John. 3:40 left in the fourth, and Smolinski can make this a one-possession ball game with two made free throws. Free throw is up and no good. Rebound Parker Yon. And we have it was two shots, yeah. They're playing in a live ball there. So the free throw's no good, and we'll throw a second free throw up there.
Yeah, there was a shot up there. It was not a one-on-one. So waiting for the second shot.
Second free throw from Smolinski. This one's no good as well. Rebound brought in by Levi Peruski. Still a five-point game, 50-45. To the right wing, Casey Sweeney. Cole Hagen, short corner. Cal Sweeney with a timeout called by Brandon Sorensen. It's a full timeout, 3:25 left in the fourth. Right here on the WLW Sports Network, 50-45, Ubley.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Shure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStHumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStHumb.com.
Hang on to your hats, hang on to your seats, hang on to whatever is around you. It's Valentine's Day, hang on to your loved one. 3:25 left in the fourth, and we've got a five-point ball game. Ugly coming out of full timeout, leading by 5 points in Harbor Beach, 50-45. Two heated rivals, backyard brawl, part two. First game they played, it was a two-point game for the Bearcats. They currently lead by five. To left elbow to Austin Peruski against Grant Smoglinski. Kyle Sweeney nearly lost it. Over to Casey Sweeney. Right in the inside of the lane, down to the right block. And Zborzinski is getting called for the offensive foul. Brandon Sorensen can't believe it. And it will be Harbor Beach ball, 90 feet from their own hoop. 3 minutes and 10 seconds left. And Zborzinski's first foul, team's eighth. Brandon Sorensen, better watch it here.
Actually, who's initiating the contact? That was an easy call.
He lowered the shoulder directly.
I understand what Coach Sorensen's going through on that one, but that was a good call.
3 minutes, 8 seconds left in the fourth, 50-45. 5-point lead for the Bearcats. They led us by 10 just a moment ago, about 3 minutes ago. Inside the lane, Parker Young out to Dylan Kadar, left wing for three. This one's in and out, no good. Parker Young gets his own rebound. He's fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for two shots. That three from Dylan Kadar went in and out. Foul goes against number 33.
It should have gave up.
Isaac Wierzynski, his second, team's ninth. Parker Young at the free throw line, shooting two.
Should have gave a point and a half for it, play three.
Parker Young has 9 points, has not attempted a free throw. Trying to make this a one-possession ball game. It's currently 50-45, Ubley. Free throw's good.
Nothing but net on that one.
4-point game. 50-46, Grant Smoglinski replaces older brother Evan. 2:54.
Pirates are clawing themselves back into this ballgame.
Second free throw is no good. Rebound brought in by the Pirates. And the pass. Parker Yon threw that one into the cheap seats.
That's still going on. Not down there on Truscott Street, I believe.
That one is that foul ball was brought in by fan from Zeeland, Michigan. Kyle Sweeney brings the ball up, breaks the press from Harbor Beach, leading by 4 points. Wierzynski down the right side of the lane, puts it off the glass, can't get the fall. Rebound brought in by Austin Peruskin. He makes it count. He has 11. And Ubley finally off that 50-point mark, 52-46. Luke Woodke over to Michael Anderson for three, right wing. It's in and out, no good. Rebound brought in by Wierzynski for the Bearcats. 2:19 left in regulation. 6-point lead for the orange and black of M19. This shot from Peruski's no good. Mason Booms on the rebound. Harbor Beach wasting no time, and Dylan Kadar is hammered at midcourt by Casey Sweeney. That'll be his third, team's 10th, so Dylan Kadar goes to the free throw line for two shots.
That was worth a try.
I'm not sure if Dylan Kadar can shoot anything less than 19 feet, John.
I can't remember that, too. We're about to find out.
Quite confident. His grandparents are listening in from Isla Mirada, Florida. Dylan Kadar at the free throw line, shooting two, trying to cut down the 6-point deficit for the Pirates. First one's up, and it falls. He has 19 points. Cole Hagen checks in and replaces Isaac Wierzynski. Critical points. He's been the difference maker here.
You know, he has been a wild card.
When Ubley's looking for that final push, Wierzynski seems to have the ball in his hands and puts it off the glass for 2 points. Second free throw's no good. Rebound brought in by Austin Peruski for the Bearcats. 23rd rebound of the night for the Bearcats. 29-4 Harbor Beach.
Less than 2 minutes now.
And we have an offensive foul going against, I think, is that Cole Hagen? Yes, it is. And that's five. So a turnover. Ball control foul. No free throw shot. Cole Hagen has played his last minutes here with a minute 54 left with five fouls. Offensive foul against Ubley gives the ball back to Harbor Beach, trailing by 5 points, 52-47.
Wierzynski's back in the ballgame.
Inbound to Luke Woodke. Over to the right wing to Woodke, to Dylan Kadar. Back to Woodke. Skip past the left wing to Anderson. Anderson back over to Dylan Kadar. Right wing for three. It is up, and it's good!
Are you surprised? Not me.
22 points. We have a timeout called by Ron Rubel and the Pirates. It's a 2-point ball game. 52-50. Aubrey leading by 2 points with 90